Welcome to the Faithful Entrepreneur podcast and video stream. Yes, that's right. You can now catch these episodes on YouTube as well at the Faithful Entrepreneur. Our mission is to walk with you through entrepreneurship in faith and step into the full purpose that God has for you and your business. We want to help you align your mind and business biblically. We want you to take God-sized steps of obedience because we know that He blesses faith, and we want to cover your business in prayer. My name is Jen Kleiber, founder of The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host on this ongoing conversation of faith and business. So, if you are a faith-filled entrepreneur, you, my friend, have come to the right place, and I am so glad that you're here. Okay, so let's dig into what we're doing today. As I just said, we are doing something new. We are starting a YouTube channel. I've had one for my other business, but I haven't had one for the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and God has been putting it on my heart, and so I'm putting it out there. This YouTube channel is just going to be biblical teachings geared towards entrepreneurs. This channel will include the video broadcast of the podcast episode. So if you like seeing it visually, then you'll have it there, as well as other teachings kind of as we go. I would so appreciate it if you would head over to the Faithful Entrepreneur on YouTube. Excuse my dog walking around in the background, and subscribe to that channel. And if you're watching this on YouTube right now, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you found us. I would really appreciate it if you would subscribe. And of course, any way that you're getting this, share it with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. Okay, so when you hear the word surrender, what do you think? Does it have a positive connotation for you? Does it have more of a negative connotation? Do you have more negative feelings when you hear that word? The word holds so many meanings and emotions that come along with it. Now, in the secular sense, the definition of surrender is typically negative, right? Surrendering in battle, losing a sporting event, giving in to something. So when we think of the word from the standpoint of our relationship with God, I think maybe for some of us, some of this negative connotation comes along with it. But I want to change that because in my own life, I've really seen that by not surrendering, I'm actually limiting what God can do in me and through me, right? His purpose is going to prevail. He's going to be victorious no matter what, but I want Him to use me. And so I want to make sure that I am fully surrendered there. Let's pray before we dig in. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Lord, you are so holy. You are so good. You are so full of love. I just pray that you would touch each person who is listening or is watching to this right now. Lord, you have given me this message. You have shown what surrendering can do in my own life. And so I pray that blessing on each person, on each person's business who is listening now. Open their hearts. Bless these words that are coming out of my mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so in order to start shifting our focus to understanding how beautifully amazing surrendering, in the sense of surrendering our business and our lives to the Lord, can be, I want you to understand why we need to do it. So in this Bible study, in this episode, we are going to look at six different reasons why we should surrender. So by the time you're done listening to this, I want you to be so fired up and ready to lay it all down at the Lord's feet that you do not even look back, okay? First, number one, bottom line, best part of everything, why we want to daily surrender is that God loves us with an unconditional, all-knowing, all-encompassing love that is deeper and better and bigger than anything that we could ever imagine and better than we could ever love ourselves. He is love. He knows you. He sees you. He cares about you. And He loves you. So we can surrender ourselves, our plans, our expectations to Him because we know and we trust that what He is doing in our lives, He is doing in love. Just sit on that for a minute. The only thing that I can liken this to at all is my son, who trusts the plans that I make for him, even if he doesn't love them in the moment, because he knows how much I love him and how much more does the Father love us. So let me back this up biblically. 1 John 4, 16 and 18 says, "We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear." Ephesians 3, 17 and 18 says, "Then," I love this one, "then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand." That's my prayer for my kiddo and for me. And then Psalm 36, 7, "How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings." That's Psalm 36, 7. So, you know, the whole Bible is about God's love, right? It's about his love for us. But there's just a few verses to root into. I know that I definitely want to live within the shelter of God's love, and I want to grow my business within the shelter of God's love. Okay, second, his ways are perfect and bigger and better than we could ever imagine. We are limited, he is not. So unlike the example that I gave of my son, although I love him and would always try to do what is best for him, I'm only human and I make a lot of mistakes. God does not. He is omnipresent, which means he is everywhere at all times, and he is omniscient, which means he knows everything. So, of course, his ways are better than mine, right? And here's our biblical truth to back that up. This is the very familiar one, Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." So what do we need to be doing in our business? Where do we need to be looking? Do we need to be looking at our goals all the time? Do we need to be looking at what other people are doing all the time? No, friends, not all the time. We need to be looking wholeheartedly at the Lord, and we'll find him. Okay, Ephesians 4, 5. "There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father who is over all and in all and living through all." Okay, so God's ways are bigger. God's ways are better. So if we want to move out of the limit of our minds, we have got to seek him wholeheartedly, and he will take you, friends. He will take you outside of your comfort zone. Okay, third, God is for us. He is working for our good, and he is working for his purpose. He's doing both of those, and that probably looks different than your limited vision of what is best for your business, right? We can only see our family. We can only see our bills. We can only see our vision, but God sees so much more. As faithful entrepreneurs, this is what we want. We want what is best for us and our families, of course, and we want what furthers his kingdom purpose and brings him glory. And only God can do both of those things. Here's your biblical truth. Romans 8:31. "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Romans 8:28. "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose." Friend, you have been called according to his purpose, and his purpose is to further his kingdom. And you have been given a platform. You have been called into the platform of entrepreneurship to use that to further his kingdom. So he's going to work out everything else for your good too. Okay, Isaiah 41:9. "For I have chosen you, and I will not throw you away. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you with my victorious right hand." There's not much better than that, friend. Okay, so let me recap those. Number one, God loves you deeper than any love that we know on earth. Second, number two, his ways are perfect and bigger and better than we could ever imagine. Number three, God is for us. Number four, God is faithful. He is never changing. He is consistent and he never breaks his promises to us. Because he is faithful, we can trust him. So even when things are different or harder than we imagined, he is still faithful and we can still trust him. So let's talk biblically. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. God will make this happen, for he who calls you is faithful. Who will make this happen? God. Not you, friend. God. So rest in him. Deuteronomy 32:4. I really love Deuteronomy. That's not a book of the Bible that you've dug into. There is so much wisdom there, and there is so much about God's character in Deuteronomy. That's my plug for Deuteronomy. Okay, Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His deeds are perfect. Everything he does is just and fair. He is a faithful God who does no wrong. How just and upright he is. Yes, I would like that to lead my business, please. Okay, 1 Corinthians 1:7-9. Now you have all spiritual gifts you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what we're all doing, right? Even as we're running our business, we are eagerly waiting for the return of Jesus. He will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says, and he has invited you into a partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's good, friends. That's a good one. Okay, number five. He is a God of grace. Now, hear me on this. The Lord hates sin. Let's not diminish that fact at all. But his mercies and grace are new every morning. So let that sink in, friends. Because of this, we can move confidently forward. Did you get off track? His grace is there. Did you get distracted? His grace is there. Did you make a mistake? His grace is there. When we have a life and business that is surrendered to the Lord, this doesn't mean perfection, right? This means we are seeking him first. So when we get off track, and you will, the difference is that his grace is there. What does this mean? Okay, I want to tell you a story. A dear person who is very close to me was struggling. He loves the Lord. He loved the Lord then. But he was doing a tug of war with him, right? Have you ever been in that place? I have. So he comes to me and he tells me that his ex-girlfriend has gotten pregnant and that the baby is his. Now, he spends the next few months trying desperately to do what was right in this situation, but he did not know what that was. They didn't get back together right away. They tried to focus on the baby. I mean, there was so much in the unknown. So as much as his intentions were right and he was trying to do the right thing, he was so limited in his view of the situation. And it was not working. And I finally said to him, look, you've got to step into God's grace and forgiveness and give him the situation. Just because it started as a mistake does not mean that God's grace can't and won't cover it, and that he won't take over and make this good. And they are now married and they just had their second child. Now, it's not sunshine and roses every day. No, none of us live in sunshine and roses every day. It takes work. But I know that he could never have navigated that situation without that grace and guidance. We have that grace. We have that same grace, right? And we need to tap into it. Okay, so let me give you one of my favorite verses here, Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. So here's the deal. We don't get the grace first and then go to the throne of God. We go to the throne of God first and then we get his mercy and grace. So friends, if you are struggling with this, we know that we want to have pure hearts and clear minds. And when we are living outside of that grace, when we are carrying the burden and the weight of something that God wants to take from us, it's going to be really hard to focus on our business and build our business. So let me read that to you one more time, Hebrews 4:16. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Friends, take him up on that. Go to the throne of God. Okay, number six, last one. I mean, there's so many reasons, right? We have the Holy Spirit, who has as one of his main jobs to keep us on track and give us guidance. We cannot fully tap into this power when we are holding on to our own understanding and our own plans. For me to grasp this better, I had to really try and wrap my mind around the fact that the Holy Spirit is not hiding. I do not have to go find him. He is right here with us. He's in us. He is ready and eager to do the job that he was designed to do. And the more that I tap into him, the more that I let go of my will and give him space to guide, he does. From the words of Jesus himself in John 14:16, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth." And in John 14:26, Jesus is still talking to his disciples who are freaking out because they know he's about to leave them. And he says, "But when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and remind you of everything that I have told you." In Luke 11:13, Jesus says, "So if you sinful people," I love how he just starts getting really pointed here. "So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Lord wants us to come to him. He wants us to come to his throne. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to surrender to him, right? And when we do, when we make that space, man, he shows up. He shows up big. Okay, in Jeannie Kenyon's book, Don't Miss Out, which I'm showing you if you're watching this on YouTube, I highly recommend this book, especially if you want an understanding, a better understanding of the Holy Spirit. She states, "The Spirit enables you to know and to believe the love that God has for us. And this perfect love drives out fear in our lives, because when we know the utterly for us nature of God's love, we are empowered to trust him in whatever may come." Wow. I feel like that sums up everything that we're talking about. So I'm actually going to read it to you again. "The Spirit enables you to know and to believe the love that God has for us. And this perfect love drives out fear in our lives. Because when we know the utterly for us nature of God's love, we are empowered to trust him in whatever may come." So I want to leave you with one other quote. A.W. Tozer said, "God is looking for people through whom he can do the impossible. What a pity that we plan only things that we can do by ourselves." Friends, what do you want from your business? What do you want as a faith-filled entrepreneur? Do you want God to come in and to seep into every part of it and to guide you in places that you never thought that you would go, and to bring people to you for you to have a kingdom impact on? To impact your family in ways that you are not even thinking of right now? I do, right? I do. And as more faith-filled entrepreneurs step into that place of surrendering to God and opening themselves up, God is going to use the marketplace in a mighty, mighty way as revival continues to pop up everywhere. And we want to be ready. We want to be ready. So the next time that we get together, we're going to talk about surrendering, what surrendering actually looks like, and how we do it. But I hope that you are feeling super encouraged and inspired and free to put down the burden of your business that you are carrying and to surrender it to a father, to your father, recognizing that it is a positive, positive thing, that it is the best thing that you can do, that allows you to become absolutely available to whatever God wants to do through you. And when you do that, as Ephesians 3:20 says, he is going to do infinitely more than you can even think or imagine. Okay, friend. However you are hearing this right now, if it blesses you, again, I'm going to ask you to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel so you don't miss it. Leave a review or a comment or a question. And if you want to email me a question or a prayer request, you can at jenn@thefaithfulentrepreneur.com. I would love to pray for you. Prayer is powerful. I love to pray, and I would love to pray specifically for you. Also, you can always follow us on Instagram @thefaithfulentrepreneur, and you can always DM me prayer requests there or questions and comments. Blessings on your life and your business, friends. I'll see you next time.